Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sarasvati Gaura Bhaktivedanta Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Srila Prabhupada ki Hare Krishna. So we are looking at offenses and the consequences for the offenses committed. Why we should look at it is because offense is different from sin. Sin, like a dust, one can easily clean the dust. That is sin. But offense, thunderbolt. Thunderbolt is very devastating. Any head that the thunderbolt falls upon will be destroyed. Thunderbolt. It's offense. Sin, like the dust, very easy. The dust and the mirror can easily be clean, easily. But sin, very difficult. And as Vaishnavas, it is very important that we should look at this offenses, because it is the only thing that can devastate our Krishna consciousness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu calls it mad elephant. If elephant enter a garden, we can it's too high. It's too high. If an elephant enter the garden will be destroyed. Sin cannot check our devotion, but offense can do that. And we have a lot of varieties of offenses. Offense, Vaishnavas, offense with the spiritual master, the offense to Prasadam, the offense holy place, holy dam, offense to the holy name, the offense to living entities, the offense to living entities. So what is the definition of aparada? There are two words joined together, apa and rada. Apa means without, against, taken away, or given up. That's a para apa. Take away, against, given up. That's a para. Radha means success. pleasing, the flow of affection. So if you join the two words together, aparada means no affection, there's no flow of affection, there is no success, and nothing pleasing. Nothing pleasing. In an environment where offenses are being committed, you cannot find Bhakti Devi there. Bhakti Devi will be very, very far away. So our acharyas, they have given us right from the beginning the 10 offenses which should be avoided while we chant the holy name. The number one is what every one of us does every day. To blaspheme the devotees who have dedicated their life in propagating the holy name of the Lord. That is number one, and that is what everyone does every day. Very dangerous. Thunderbolt descending on our heads. That's offense. So, we'll look at different areas of these offenses. So, I want to start from prasad. Prasada. So, from the Risingha Purana, there is a very nice incident which is very instructive to all of us. Prasadam. There used to be a devotee. This devotee has a compound which was fenced around. This compound has only one gate. And the devotee, his house is house right at the gate. So whoever enters that compound must pass through his house. So nobody enters there without being seen by the devotee. So this devotee is a florist. He planted beautiful flowers in his garden. So every day, he will pick these flowers, make beautiful garlands, and he will donate some to the deities. He will keep some for the Vaishnavas who will visit him. The remaining one he will sell. He will make his money. This devotee carefully maintained his life in this way. He planted parijata, jati, juti, malika, champaka, damanaka. Oh, very beautiful. Damanaka is not common to get. The damanaka, Lochita Mahaprabhu manifested it himself. So you don't find it easily. So this devotee has this flower. So every day he lived his life simple. For years he was living like this. Then one day he noticed that he went to the garden, all the flowers were gone. Not single flowers was left. He looked round, the fence was not broken anywhere. He checked, his door was not broken. He was wondering, who has entered here? That means the whole of that day, he has no service, he has no income, and he cannot receive guests as he used to do. The next day, he experienced the same thing. The devotee became very disturbed. So the third day, he decided not to sleep. So in the night he was waiting there in his garden. And when everything became very peaceful, the moon was full. And he saw from the sky a celestial airplane descending. And it descended into his compound. As he was watching, he saw a very handsome, beautiful man came out with beautiful young girls. Then they offered him from their airplane a wonderful seat. So he sat there. So all those girls, they went the whole yard, collected all the flowers, and they used them for his worship. When the devotee saw, it was Indra's son from the heavenly planet. And Indra's son means that he also has thunderbolt. So what can he do to him? If you have an enemy that is superior to you, what will you do? As a devotee, your income is taken away. You cannot do your service properly to the deity. And you cannot receive Vaishnavas in your house properly. So, you have such a situation. What will you do? You have an enemy, and the person who is doing this to you is more powerful than you. What will you do as a devotee? Huh? What will you do? Pray to Krishna to support. Good. That's all. Huh? To who? Your enemy? How will he? Request our enemy. he knows that he has taken away everything from you. If he has consent, he's supposed to know. So for him doing that to you, he picked every flower in the compound, not single one left. For 3 days he's doing this. That means the devotee has been fasting for 3 days. Not just that he's fasting alone, he cannot do his service. So it's a big problem. As a devotee, what will you do? We pray to Krishna to help. That is good. Actually, that is what he did. He can't do him anything. He prayed to Lord Nrisimhadev because he was alone, Nrisimhadev. So Nrisimhadev, as he was praying and in anxiety, was sitting there and he dozed off. Lord Nrisimhadev appeared to him and he told him, "My dear devotee, don't worry. You should go to the temple and get my garland, Nirmala. And when he has gone, you should spread the whole of this garland in your compound, except the area where you are living." The devotee woke up. He was very happy to hear this from his Lord. So he got Lord Nrisimhadev garland. He scattered it everywhere. So on the fourth day, Jayanta came as usual. The flower was beautiful, everywhere were perfumed, powerful. He was very happy, he was thinking. He asked his servant, why we don't know about this garden all these years? We came late. So anyway, we have gotten it. So as usual, they brought a chair for him to sit. As he descended and stepped on this flower, this Nirmala Prasadam, as soon as he stepped on the garland or on the Singha Dev, all his beauty disappeared. His power disappeared. His bodily lustre disappeared. He became an ordinary person. It's an offense. It is an offense to step on prasadam or over prasadam. It's an offense. So when you take prasadam standing and moving here and there, you are spreading prasadam everywhere. Means that you are committing offense of prasadam and causing others to commit offense of prasadam. It's an offense. Jayanta became powerless, so contaminated that he has no strength even to climb back into the airplane. He wanted to, but he couldn't. The pilot told him, "My dear sir, stepping on the prasadam has become so contaminated that he cannot enter back into the plane. So I will go and leave you here." It was very painful, but nothing he can do. That was a consequence of stepping on and over prasadam. We will never have the strength to chant the holy name. We'll become so dry in our Christian consciousness that it is very easy for us to commit all kinds of offenses. Because there's no potency. Stepping on prasadam or over prasadam, grave offense. So prasadam should never be taken standing and moving about. Prasadam should never be eaten. It should be honored. Eating prasadam is an offense. Talking over prasadam is an offense. Taking prasadam with the left hand or with both hands is an offense. This will make us to very dry in our Krishna consciousness. Because prasadam is mercy, the mercy of Lord Krishna. If we become offensive to mercy, where is our hope? There is nothing in Krishna consciousness which is ordinary. Nothing in Krishna consciousness which is ordinary. Everything is eternally, permanently connected with Krishna, and it should be seen as such and honored. Being unmindful to prasadam is a grave offense. The consequence is that we will be very dry, as it is now. Very dry as it is now. So in a place where prasadam is taken, no one should step on that place until it is clean. What is the respect to prasadam when you are talking over prasadam? What is the respect? You have no respect for Lord Krishna providing his mercy. You have no respect for the cook, person who has spent his or her time in cooking the prasadam. You have no respect for the spiritual master providing this wonderful association, this wonderful opportunity. We have no respect. It's an offense. See, if we want to make progress in Christian consciousness, we should have proper attitude towards prasadam. Full respect. Not talking over prasadam. Conversation should be outside prasadam, because it is meditation. The Lord mercy is before me. And the moment he took prasadam only once, not twice. Why are we taking for many years and Narada Muni's experience is not showing in our life? Because of the offense. Offenses we are making. Narada Muni took prasadam only once. Ramanujacharya, he also demonstrated the power of prasada. Ramanujacharya, he was traveling with his disciples who have been living with him, powerful sannyasis. They've been following him for years, taking prasada, his maha prasada. So one day they were traveling and they got to a river. Ramanujacharya sat down by the bank of the river and the disciples served him prasad. He took the prasadam, but he didn't give them the maha. He threw the prasadam inside the water. Very fortunate fish caught the prasadam, took it, and instantly, after taking this prasadam, the fish developed four hands and went back and back to God. The disciple asked him. The Manojacharya, he silently stood up and started walking away. The disciple did not follow him. They were thinking that if they jump into the water, they will get the same opportunity. He told them that is not the way. They said, we have a question. Yes, ask. We have been taking prasadam for years, but we don't have this experience. What is the problem? The Manojacharya said, you are crooked. You are crooked. Your heart is very hard. When I give you instruction, you speculate over it. You think, you form your own way, your own idea how to do it. You don't follow it. You have no faith. But the fish has only one way. Therefore, the potency of prasada manifested instantly. That is what I want to teach you. You are crooked. Our minds are wicked, crooked, very stubborn. So the prasadam will never manifest. So if you want to make progress in Christian concepts, you give up the offenses we are committing to prasada. The fish took prasada only once, and the Muni took only once. They became pure devotees. We are making a lot of offenses, prasad. And we, some of us who are supporting devotees and making offenses, will carry more result on our head. Vaishnava Parad. Vaishnava Parad. Vaishnava Parad, Srila Jiva Goswami described Vaishnava Parad to be Parama Aparadas. Parama. There are six. Parama Aparadas are six. One, to be angry with a Vaishnava. It's an aparad. To show anger towards a devotee is an aparad. To kill a devotee, Vaishnava, is an aparad. When we hear to kill, we think, I'm not doing that. But killing is not only physical. There are many ways to do that. Many ways to do that. If a devotee goes to tell lie against another devotee, and that devotee is punished unnecessarily, that disturbs that devotee to give up his or her Christian consciousness, what is that? What is that? Killing a Vaishnava, Vaishnavi. Killing. Oh, this one is not a Mauritian. So he's not a Mauritian. Let us deport him or her. Deport. What is that? Killing a devotee. is killing. Deporting him. Send him away. It's an offense. And this activity has a lot of effect in our Christian conscious life. To show anger towards a devotee, to kill a devotee, not to be happy upon seeing a devotee. Right? I am not the one who gave this list. Our charities, they give the list. I'm just facilitating. Upon seeing a devotee, one is not happy. It's parama aparada. Not just offense. It is parama aparada. Great offense. Thunderbolt. Not to be happy seeing a devotee. To be envious of a devotee. Upon seeing a devotee, one does not offer obeisance. And while one is offering bancha kalpa tarubhyascha to a devotee, but in the mind one is thinking, who is this one that has come here? It's parama aparadas. Devastating. This is thunderbolts. So be careful. Aparadas. Vaishnava aparadas. Parama aparadas. Very, very dangerous and devastating. Who is this one? Why have you come? How long are you going to be here? How long? How many days want to stay here? Parama paradas. Parama paradas. Parama. It's a thunderbolt that descending on our heads. Just thinking in a mind, not gross. Parama paradas. So one can commit mental gross and verbal offense. Example is Bhrigumuni. He did these three offenses at once. Bhrigumuni. He's a muni. He's a muni, although he's such a powerful muni, but Narada Muni, being his brother, I saw that my brother is a muni, but what is his qualification? He is very arrogant. His heart is full of pride. To help him, Narada Muni selected him. Narada Muni saw they were a powerful jagya. Powerful jagya. Narada Muni came there. He said, my dear demigods, you are making this jagya, but who is the supreme enjoyer of this argument? Because they are munis, they are not devotees. Muni does not mean the pure devotee. But they have mystic power. They are like Kashyapa Muni, all of them. Divasa Muni. They're very powerful, but in the mind, one who's not a devotee, being a muni is not enough. Devotee is different. That is why Vaishnava para is very dangerous. So the man said, what are you doing? Who is the enjoyer? Speculator. They started, oh Shiva. Yeah, Brahma. Oh Vishnu. Argument. The money said, please, hold it. Hold it. My dear brother, you should go and make experiment, then come back and tell us, among the three Purushas, which of them is the supreme? He specifically selected Bhrigumuni because he knows my brother is very, very impudent. But the money went to help him. So Bhrigumuni, he went to his brother, Lord Shiva. When he got to Lord Shiva was very happy. Oh, a brother has come. No, Vaishnava. Vaishnava is happy to see others. Lord Shiva was very happy. A brother has come. He was happy to come and embrace him. Bhrigumuni said, don't touch me. See, everybody wear beautiful garland. Just look at you. Dirty, smelling. Don't touch me. I'm a Muni. Pure. This verbal offense. Verbal offense. He insulted Lord Shiva. Verbal. Lord Shiva was angry. Parvati said, it's your brother. Forgive you. Bhrigumuni said, this one is not God. This one. He spared my life because I'm his brother and because his wife intervened. Then he went to his father. Lord Brahma was very happy to see his son also. Oh, my son has come to greet me. Muni, you have been traveling since and doing so many spiritual activities. He was expecting him to show perfect example. Bhrigumuni put hand in his pocket and said, Daddy, hello, how are you? This is my son. This is my son. Muni, how are you? Brahma was very, very angry. This is an insult to have a son like you. So anyway, he's my son. What can I do? Bhrigumuni, it's a mental offense. This mental offense. He has committed verbal offense, mental offense. Now, remaining the gross one, he went to Lord Vishnu. Vishnu, the all-knowing personality of God, had perfectly made arrangement. At that time, he arranged that he should be lying down for Lakshmi to be massaging him, upon his chest, what customers drew, just lying there peacefully. And Bhrigumuni just come to us, hit his chest, what is his feet. Oh, you are enjoying here. See, Maya. Maya, massaging the woman. Maya. Lord Vishnu did not take offense. A gross offense he committed, but Vishnu didn't take the offense. He had committed verbal offense, mental offense, and gross offense. He's a Muni. Powerful personality, not here, up there. Listen carefully. Bhrigumuni is not ordinary person, not a conditioned person. He's there. He committed three offenses. But Vishnu did not take the offense. Although Vishnu didn't take the offense, Lakshmi Devi took the offense. That is Vaishnava. That's how a Vaishnava behaves. Vaishnava, when he's attacked, does not protest. But others will not tolerate it. To tolerate that is apparat. We are very happy when we see a devotee attacked. We are happy. Yes, I know this Prabhu, this Mataji is very, very bad devotee now. Krishna is dealing with him now. Yes. Do it more. That's a parada. We are committing, so be careful. We are wondering why our Krishna consciousness is a joke. Because of offenses. Chanting Hare Krishna for how many years, not showing in our life. What is that? Sugadev Goswami said in Bhagavatam, our heart is steel frame, steel, iron steel. Huh? This is our heart. Sukadev Goswami said, I'm not the one in Bhagavatam. When it's chanting Hare Krishna, the heart is not melting. That means the heart is steel, iron steel. What is that? Aparadas. Parama Paradas, unlimited. So Brigamani committed this. But Vishnu did not take offense. Oh, my dear Muni. Instead, Vishnu took responsibility for the offense committed. Oh, my dear Muni, my heart is very hard like stone, and your lotus feet so soft. You must have injured your feet by touching my chest. Let me massage it. But Vishnu started massaging. Vishnu Devi got up from there. Oh, this is an insult. You cannot do this to my husband. And he is humiliating himself before you. Oh, I said, she couldn't take it. She left. And there's another pastime that goes with it. But today we are looking at the apparatus. So what was the result? The consequence for that, Bhrigu Muni, so powerful and high as he is, he fell down and became a jungle hunter. Jungle hunter. Srila Prabhupada mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 16, text 17, purport, that jungle hunters are demons. That means what? Bhrigu Muni became what? A demon. As a consequence of his offenses. Bhrigu Muni, not just ordinary person, Muni became what? A demon. He was hunting in the jungle. As a consequence, thunderbolt descended on his head. As powerful as he is, he failed. He became a jungle hunter. That means he was a demon. For years. Who can calculate? Bhrigu Muni became a jungle hunter, a demon. Read the purport, 16:17. Prabhupada said that. Aparada, very dangerous. And we are talking about Vaishnava Parada. We are still on Vaishnava Parada. Not only a Muni, even a devotee who is on the platform of Bhava, if he commits offense, even if he has Sulapani, like Lord Shiva is Sulapani, the greatest of all, even if you're on the position of Lord Shiva, if he commits offense, you will come down. Dangerous. Bhava is very, very high. Just one step is Prem. For one who have attained that level, but one can still fall from there if he commit offense. Very good example. Rupa Kaviraj Goswami. He was already on the platform of Bhava. And he is very powerful because he got the blessing of his spiritual master. The blessing of Guru was on his head. When Rupa Kaviraj Goswami speaks Bhagavatam, it is like Lakshmi Devi Saraswati speaking. The Baba. So one day he was giving his Bhagavatam, and a Brahmi Bhakta came to attend the class. He is on Baba. Another devotee is on Prem. He came to the class. Krishna Priyata Kurani. And Krishna Priyata Kurani was such a pure devotee. You know, the Salagram Sila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, was when Raghunath Das Goswami left, it was passed on to many wonderful devotees, and eventually came to Krishna Priya Thakurani. She was wearing that very ornament which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given to Raghunath Das Goswami. And she has a problem. She has a problem. What is her problem? Her tongue cannot stop chanting. She constantly chants the holy name. Constantly. 24 hours, the tongue vibrates. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare, is blissful. Blissful holy name. She chant blissful holy name. Not painful holy name, Hare Krishna. Our own is dry and painful one. She chant blissful holy name. Very sweet, nectarian. So the tongue constantly vibrate the name. So she entered the class. Rupa Kaviraj, she saw that other devotees, they offer her respect, seeing her exalted nature. Rupa was very angry. Why should they offer obeisance to Mataji? Mataji. In my presence. So he shouted. Because his mind became infected with envy. He was envious. Look, you can on the level of Bhava, envy is still there. Hey, Mataji, can you stop chanting there? Don't make noise in my class. Krishna Priya Thakurani said, my dear Goswami, please, I have a problem. My problem is that even as I'm here, I'm trying to hold my tongue, but the tongue is uncontrollable. It's uncontrollable. I can't stop it. So please forgive me. Just speak on. I promise you, let me tell you that as you are speaking, even though my tongue constantly vibrates the holy name, I can hear you. She's different from us. If you chant in the class, it's an offense. Double apparat. You're offensive to the name because you cannot hear. You're offensive to the lecture because you cannot hear. Krishna Priya Thakurani can hear simultaneously because he's in prayer. So she said, please, Goswami, speak on. He said, no, you cannot do that in my class. Immediately he blasphemed her. Everything, the mercy of his guru on his head disappeared. Rupa Kaviraj became an ordinary person. Not only that, he was attacked by leprosy, white leprosy. And he became a speculator. He can't speak the Bhagavatam as pure as he was speaking before. He was now speculating. He was speaking dry philosophy because top potency. Nothing again. He's an ordinary person. Out of shame, he left the Finnish temple and he went to Krishna Balaram temple. But before he got there, the news has already spread. He couldn't stay there. He went to South Africa. Before he go to South Africa, the news has already spread that Rupa Kaviraj Goswami is now ordinary person, now speculating because he committed Vaishnava apparat. So he couldn't stay in any temple again, so he blew. As a result of that offense, and the leprosy killed him. He died with that. He was not cured. He died as a result of that. Do you know what was his next birth? From Bhava, he became a ghost in his next life. Ghost. From Bhava platform, just a next step for him to enter Prema, he became a ghost. Bhava to ghost. Is that wonderful? Very dangerous. Thunderbolt. Vaishnava Parada is what? Thunderbolt. We are called Rupa Nugas, right? Followers of Rupa Goswami. So one day, Sri Rupa Goswami was sitting down and he was in deep meditation. In that meditation, he was participating in a very wonderful pastime with Radha and Krishna, the gopis. Rupa Goswami was seeing. In his meditation, he sat down, he was seeing. Srimati Radhani was sitting down, and the gopis were bathing and dressing her. Rupa Goswami was seeing that. He was participating there, in that pastime. He was seeing everything. While he was seeing everything, And the Leela was going on. Rupa Goswami saw Lord Krishna came, but he came from the back of Srimati Radhanani. And the gopis, they saw him. They wanted to announce his arrival. Here come the supreme boy of Nanda, Lord Sri Krishna. Krishna said, don't, keep quiet. So the gopis kept quiet. They were dressing Radha. So Krishna was standing there. Rupa Goswami was seeing them. We don't have eye to see. Rupa Goswami has the eye. He's seeing. So the Leela was going on. Rupa was watching that. He was seeing. So, when they finished, when they finished dressing Radharani beautifully, now they brought a mirror and placed it before her. As she looked herself into the mirror, she saw, it's Krishna. Ah, Krishna. So Rupa Goswami smiled. He was smiling like what you're smiling. That time Rupa Goswami smiled. Another devotee was coming to see Rupa Goswami, and he came at that very moment when Rupa was smiling at the past time he was participating. This devotee has a deformity. So he took it as an offense. Oh, Rupa Goswami laughed at my deformity. Rupa laughed at me. Thinking like this, Rupa, oh, of all people, Rupa Goswami laughed at me. As soon as he thought like this, Rupa Goswami meditation broke. He couldn't see again. So this devotee left. Rupa Goswami vision, was it an offense? Was that an offense? Why, if he said no, why did his meditation broke? What has blocked the meditation? He couldn't see again. Because he took it as an offense, he was affected. So be careful. Rupa Goswami did not even see that somebody has come. He was participating and enjoying the Leela, but because somebody else came and saw him smiling and felt offended, he was affected by that. If unintentionally we could be affected by offense, what about when we deliberately and grossly participated in that offense? Very dangerous. So be careful. Rupa Goswami meditation, bro, he couldn't see. Radha and Krishna, the gopi, such a wonderful pastime. Closed. Couldn't see. Because somebody felt offended. That is Rupa Goswami, not we. Rupa Goswami. But because he's a devotee, he never said, who is he? Rupa Goswami never felt like that. Devotees say, they go, Prabhu, if I have offended you, please forgive me. This is whimsical. This is very offensive. If I have offended you, sinful. If that means he or she had not accepted that they have done something wrong, so you think I have not done anything wrong to you, but you are thinking like that. Okay, please forgive me. And whimsical. If I have offended, if devotees cannot say like that. Devotees will say, please forgive my offenses. And devotees are too proud. They say, forgive all my offenses. Please forgive all my offenses. Why? Too false ego. Forgive me all my offenses. You should pray for one first. Why so puffed up, so proud? I should forgive all. That's false ego. The consequence is grave. Commit Vaishnava Parada. He couldn't see the lila. He broke, closed. Lord Shiva, Daksha, Daksha was thinking in his heart. Daksha hated Lord Shiva because he was thinking it's a disgrace for this man to be my in-law. Right? Some of us think like that. Those people who are from wealthy family, they don't want their daughter to marry a poor man. It's an insult. Right? So marry also a person who is in money like me. So Daksha was thinking the same way. Well, why should he be my son-in-law? It's a disgrace. So that animosity he has been keeping in his mind towards Lord Shiva. And because of that, he was manifesting it towards his daughter. Parvati. Parvati also committed offense to Lord Ramachandra. She committed mental offense. When Ramachandra was in the forest, Lord Ramachandra was just sitting with Agasemuni, and Agasemuni was instructing him how to use the weapon, Lord Vishnu weapon, to kill Ravana. He gave him the mantra, he was showing everything. So they were there. As soon as he left, Lord Shiva also came. Agasemuni told him, "Oh, Lord Shiva, it's a great fortune. The Supreme Lord is here. He just left here and he's around. Please go and offer obeisance to him." Lord Shiva was very happy. "Oh, Lord Machanda." So Lord Shiva went there. That time, Ramachandra was shouting, "Sita! Sita! Sita!" Lord Shiva offered obeisance to him, prostrated, and he did abhishek from the tears from his eyes out of pure love of Godhead. Parvati was looking. This one is the Supreme Lord. This one is crying for a woman. This is a Supreme Lord. Lord Shiva was flat on the ground, enjoying himself. Because of offenses, he couldn't see the Supreme Lord Ramachandra. The offenses blocked her vision. She couldn't see. She went further. When Lord Shiva regained consciousness and they exchanged some beautiful words, wisdom they shared. So Lord Shiva started going back to his abode. Parvati followed him, but her mind was infected with the dangerous poisonous, minimizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She drank poison. So Lord Shiva was going, she followed. But when they go to Kailas, Lord Shiva noticed that his wife was still disturbed. So he told her, "See, my dear, I will not speak to you because I'm your husband. Go to Narada Muni. Let Narada Muni tell you who is that person." Parvati, she left. She didn't go to Narada Muni. She came back down to India and transformed herself into Sita and was standing there. Lakshman saw her. "No, this one. She is not having all the qualities of Sita." So he kept quiet. Lord Machana saw her. "Parvati, what is this? What are you doing here?" say, see, you left your husband to come here. This is not the duty of a chaste lady. This is prostitution. Go back to your husband. Oh. But she already drank poison, and the poison started working. When she was going back, with the shame in her heart, when she saw in her front, she saw Lord Machandra, Sita, Lakshman, Hanuman were sitting on the throne, and all the demigods were doing arti for him. She looked down, she saw Lord Machandra was crying for Sita. She said, oh, my Lord, I have committed a very grave offense. So she went to Shiva. Lord Shiva smiled. You have seen it now? You got what you're looking for? That offense he committed, the result of that offense she committed suicide. She died. That's why she died when her father did not invite Lord Shiva for the Jagya. The offense she committed to Lord Machandra, Parvati died because of that. Thunderbolt. Very dangerous. And as a result of that, Lord Shiva had to become angry, and he came there, and it was hellish. Cursing and counter, cursing each other, all the Mundis the way. Everything. Daksha himself lost his head, was replaced by goat. He couldn't tolerate that insult. He changed that body. The neck, Daksha suffered in that body. When he came back again, after billions of years, he still continued to suffer the result of committing offense to Lord Shiva. Not only in one lifetime. Suffered. For committing offense. Parvati left her body. Daksha lost his head. Suffered for that lifetime. The next lifetime he suffered. He begged Lord Shiva for forgiveness. Lord Shiva forgave him. Actually, Lord Shiva didn't even take offense from him. But why did he suffer like that? If Lord Shiva did not take offense from him, why did he suffer? Let me tell you, if you commit offense, vice versa, and even if you beg vice versa, please forgive all my friends if I have offended you. Lord Krishna will not forgive you. Please try to understand. Lord Krishna will never forgive you. Krishna will mark it. If you beg someone for offense, that is not enough. Begging for offense is not enough. There should be restitution. You must obtain the mercy of the person. Daksha did not do that because he was thinking, this is my son-in-law, I'm superior to you. Therefore, if I have offended you, do you just forgive me? He didn't take the mercy from Lord Shiva because the heart was not soft. Iron. The result of that offense followed him lifetime after lifetime. It didn't end there. But Dhruvasamuni, he offended Ambarish. He suffered also, he went the whole universe and even entered Vaikuntha. He was so contaminated that even though he entered Vaikuntha, he couldn't stay there. He was pushed out by Vaikuntha. But he begged Ambarish Maharaj for forgiveness and he obtained the mercy of Ambarish Maharaj. So he never repeated that offense. Daksha repeated it because he didn't get the mercy. So when we beg for forgiveness, we should also beg for mercy. Two things has to be done. So when we beg for forgiveness, we should beg for the mercy. Our heart is full of offenses towards each other. So, see, your devotional service is too dry and very nasty. When we look at your faces, it's very, very disturbing to look at your faces, because like a loving father seeing his children whimsical. Love of God, devotion is not showing in your life so much because of offenses you are committing. Devotees should be shining. Devotees' heart should be very soft. Another name of a Vaishnava, of a devotee, a Vaishnava, is humility. But here, look, no humility, too dry. So if we offend, we should beg for forgiveness with humility and obtain the mercy. Dasa did not do that. Embarrassment he did. He was forgiven and he obtained the mercy of embarrassment. He was saved. Paradise. So for example, mercy, getting the mercy. Right? I stole your car. And you got to understand that I stole the car. And I'm aware that you are now aware that I am the one who stole your car. And I come to you, please. If I have offended you, forgive me. Yes, I forgive you. Don't go away because we have not completed the job. You have to go further. What to do? Tomorrow when the person gets up in the morning, he wants to take the children to school, there is no car. Yesterday he has told you he has forgiven, but this morning there is no car. He won't remember the car. He will not remember. The car is not there. So what to do? We have to go and start looking for a taxi to come and take the children to the car. That anxiety goes back to you. Restitution means you should go and buy the car and bring it back. Go and buy the car and return it back. Now you are free. Otherwise, you can beg for forgiveness for lifetimes. You will not be free. So we have to be practical. What is practical? Jiva Himsa. Offenses to other living entities. When you see people and you call them karmis, what is that? When you call non-devotees karmis, it's an offense. Right? They're killing other living entities without a cause. What is that? It's an offense. That is what Manduka Muni did. That he was pierced with a lance. Because he shot a lizard. Yamada arranged that some thieves stole in the city. They were pursued and they ran into his ashram. He was sitting outside meditating. The thief came, he was arrested. They were arrested, including himself. He was punished. He went to Yamada, why did you punish me like this? Oh, the man looked back, he's like, oh yes, when you were a baby, you shot a lizard like that. That is why it is done to you. Jiva Himsa. And parada, to other living entities, to be careful. If you cut down a tree unnecessarily, that is an offense. So be careful. We should learn the etiquette, how to relate with each other. The kirtan is too childish, unethical, and whimsical. The kirtan is a noise to Lord Krishna, because the instrument is higher than the mantra you're chanting. It's an offense. You're just exhibiting your passion. You should be trained how to play instrument for the pleasure of the Lord. Instrument is too high, you cannot hear the mantra. It's an offense. Very childish, whimsical. It's a passion we are exhibiting, not for Krishna's enjoyment. A devotee does not do anything if he's not going to be pleasing to Krishna. To the holy name. If you are holding grudge towards a devotee, you think you will chant the holy name? You think you will chant the holy name? If you are keeping a grudge in the mind towards a devotee, you think you will chant the holy name? It's alphabet, my brother, my sister. The alphabet you are chanting. The holy name cannot be with you. Keeping grudge. Keeping someone in the mind. Lord Krishna said man mana. He didn't say, somebody else. Think of me, not somebody else. So to keep somebody else in the mind is an apparat. Especially as a Vaishnava, Vaishnavi. The holy name will not manifest. You run away. Oh, this is a very dangerous person. I can't stay with this person. The holy name will not be there. We are chanting and planning our day. That is japa. Glorious assemble devotees. Shishirada Gulokananda ki.